Thank you and good afternoon. A candle left burning while residents went for a walk sparked a fire that caused about $10,000 worth of damage at a residence in Hill Street in Eureka this morning. At just after 8 o'clock, Humble Bay Fire responded to a report of a fire at the apartment, and when they reached the scene, they were notified by the resident that he had extinguished the fire using a garden hose. There was extensive smoke and heat damage, and the resident said he had exited and re-entered the building 3 times before fire crews arrived, something that is not recommended by fire officials. Fire crews remained on scene for more than an hour to ensure that the fire had not spread into the walls and to help clean up the water and secure the scene. The fire was caused by a burning candle that had been left unattended when the residents left the apartment for about an hour to go for a walk. A traffic stop in Eureka in the early morning hours on Monday led to the arrest of one man and the confiscation of several firearms, some marijuana, and methamphetamine. A Eureka police officer pulled over 39-year-old Eureka resident Gerald Lee Garardin on Broadway. Garardin was driving on a suspended license and had a felony warrant out in his name. A search of Garardin's pickup truck turned up 2 AR-15-style weapons, several fully loaded magazines, a half a pound of bud, and the meth. One of the weapons was later determined to have been stolen in Nevada, and Garardin was booked on several charges. That arrest led to the search warrants being served at 2 residents in Eureka, one on G Street and the other on California Street, and POP officers confiscated 3 more firearms and a replica BB gun. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors were very busy at their general plan update meeting on Monday. A myriad of topics were discussed at the meeting, including a heavy discussion on the policy and standards when it comes to billboard permitting. CBS Outdoor and county planning staff agreed to new language in the billboard permitting standards. The newly written policy will mainly address reconstruction and vandalism repairs of billboards. Now, if a billboard that has been vandalized requires repairments or reconstruction, the billboard won't lose its legal status. This comes after concern that the original policy required billboard stakeholders to obtain a conditional use permit to rebuild their billboards after several billboards along the Humboldt Bay were knocked down earlier this year. Since 1983, Cypress Grove Chev has been serving its award-winning cheese to the citizens of Humboldt County. Now, the company will be featured on a television show Wednesday night on CNN. The show is known as Somebody's Gotta Do It, which premiered on CNN back in October. The show is hosted by Mike Rowe, who was known as the host of a previous show, Dirty Jobs, on the Discovery Channel. However, this show focuses more on entrepreneurship and innovative businesses. Cypress Grove, which is based in Arcata, is known as one of the more recognized artisan goat cheese companies in America, and they are notably famous for their iconic Humboldt Fog cheese. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier today, personnel from the Eureka Police Department and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department competed in a charity game at the fire headquarters in downtown Eureka to raise money for a Shop with a Cop event that will start on Saturday. Cornhole was the game of choice at the headquarters, as police officers and fire department personnel used 2 custom-made cornhole boards that display the logo of the departments. Police Chief Andy Mills said that those boards will be raffled off Friday in another fundraiser.
It has the city badge on it for both police and fire. On boards are custom made with redwood. They're beautiful boards. And we're going to raffle those off for $10 a piece. So if anybody would like to get a raffle ticket, have them come by the police department or the fire department, pick up a $10 coupon.
The money from the fundraiser will also be used for the Shop with a Cop program. The Board of Supervisors recognized 100 years of service provided to the county by the County Engineers Association and their work in the public works sector and for providing the vital infrastructure to ensure the safety and health of county residents. The board also took a moment to honor Terry Bittner for her 25 years of service to the county. 18 of those years were served with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.